Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrow, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrow, Nick Kieser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds in action tonight, taking on the Anaheim Ducks. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach, Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing good. Doing good.
Andrew, we know like during the course of a season, it's not like you've got all this excess time to just sit around and watch, you know, college basketball, but are you a bracket guy? Do you fill one out? Do you just leave this alone? How do you kind of view the bracket part of this?
I think when I was a player, I was big time bracket crazy, actually. Now that you're coaching, you don't really have as much time to dive in. I did go to the SEC final. It was great.
Nice.
last Sunday. So I kind of been watching. But, yeah, I haven't filled it out yet. I think maybe I know some of our trainers run one, so I might have to jump in here.
There you go. Get involved. Got a couple hours to get it done. So, Andrew, we talked after the game the other night, and clearly you were disappointed with, you know, kind of feeding the transition game that we saw from St. Louis and not managing the puck properly. Like, when something like that happens in the course of a game, what's your process like of – going about trying to correct that and making sure that you're taking care of the puck a little bit better tonight against Anaheim?
Yeah, I mean, I think during the game, obviously, you remind them gently, firmly, continuously. We just had a hard time, and they're a fast team, but we made it a little bit too easy for them. And that's been the case in different stretches during the year where we've just, you know, for some reason we've lost, you know, that extra layer. And I don't know if we were pushing for offense because goals haven't been easy to come by, but we've kind of lost that layer that's kind of, when we're on our game, allows us to limit those opportunities. And we were not layered properly last game or consistently through that stretch. So it was a little disappointing, especially we kind of went out, you know, west, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that throughout that whole trip. And, you know, really, it was kind of a war of attrition in the LA game, and I thought we really kind of buckled down in that sense. And got home, and I don't know if we got a little loose, or, you know, you always worry as a coach those when you get back from those West Coast trips that, you know, you're just a little bit sloppy, and I thought we were a little sloppy at the wrong times against, you know, probably the second best transition team in the league.
So 4 weeks to go, Andrew. Obviously, you know, you want to play well, you want to win, you want to, you know, you want to play good hockey, but what else do you really want to see, maybe even on an individual basis here as the season winds down?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked all year and still trying to, you know, find that identity, and we just have had a hard time grabbing a hold of it and keeping it. You know, that you kind of get the feeling, kind of that little winning streak where kind of look like us, or I envision us how to look, how we would look, and then, you know, you slip a little bit, you know, last game. So we're still trying to find that consistency in our game. As for the individual, I think it's a really important time for a lot of different players for a lot of different reasons. You know, you got some young kids that trying to make their mark in this league, Svechkov or LaRue, and on the back end with Stastny and Delgazzo, and they're, you know, they're trying to, you know, kind of make it still. And so they have a lot to play for, so it's a really important that we get their eyes on them and put them in situations so we can really get a good feeling of where they're at, you know, heading into the summer. And then some of the other guys, the older guys and guys that maybe haven't had the type of year they want, I think it's important for them. Can they find it? Can they get a good feeling of where their game's at down this stretch? And, you know, it's hard, you know, at this time of year, especially for the veteran players that are used to Stanley Cup runs and playoffs and all that stuff, to find some motivation for them that there's still lots to play for here a little bit, that we haven't had the season we've wanted individually or collectively. And can we just leave this season feeling better as we head into the summer? And that's going to be hard. It's going to be a challenge for many different reasons. But I think it's really, to me, that's the motivation for our group going forward.
So, Andrew, you guys picked up Michael Bunting at the trade deadline, and obviously coming off the appendectomy, and, you know, having never had an appendectomy, I would imagine that's very difficult to come back from. So it's a limited sample size at this point, but what have you made of his game so far? And when you look at him for the rest of this regular season and heading into next year and envision kind of what he could be for you guys, what comes to mind when you think about Michael Bunting?
Well, I think when you think of him, and we've seen flashes of it, I don't think we've seen his best hockey in his first three games, which is understandable, especially on the back-to-back and coming off the surgery. But I think he showed flashes where he showed a flash the other night where he's taking pucks to the net, he's getting those greasy areas. He's really good around that area. something that we need a little bit more of. So he's going to fill that profile for us. You know, he has the ability to score goals. He's a smart offensive player, and he can hound pucks, and he's got a little bit of that relentless ability to, in the offensive zone, to be on pucks and be in dirty areas and get them back. So that's what I'm looking for. You know, I've seen it different stretches, and I've seen it throughout his career. So looking forward to getting to know him a little bit better, getting to understand his game here as we go.
Andrew, you mentioned Stasny, and obviously he had the pause, and you know, I imagine something like that is just naturally going to set some things back. But what are you seeing from him right now, and what's out there for him moving forward in his career?
Well, I think for him, you know, when he's skating, and we've all seen it, and we see it, it's pretty impressive. And we're just looking for a little bit of consistency in that. He just seems to, you know, skate one game and the other game he's not really using his feet, and he's not the biggest guy. And if you could skate the way he can skate, we want to see that every night. And that'd be a really important part of, one, the way we play. I mean, his profile fits exactly how we want to play. But he just needs to find the consistency, kind of like a lot of the young guys coming in. You know, I think every call-up he's had, he's really good his first game, and then it kind of dips a little bit. And I think we've gone through it again a little bit this time, kind of took him out. I thought he's a little bit better the other night, but we need him skating. I think he's a game changer when he skates, and something we really need back there. So trying to find down the stretch, can he bring it every night? And I think it's going to be, you know, for him, that should be his motivation. Can you get that consistency in your game to prove that you're not one just an everyday player, but a very effective player in this league?
So, Andrew, you know, Zach LaRue got sidelined with the injury. He's been back in the last few games. And, he was talking the other night about how he's been through a bit of a rough stretch offensively. He's trying to find his game again. What do you make of kind of where he's at in that process? And what do you want to see as you close out the regular season from LaRue specifically?
Yeah, I think for him, when he's, you know, and I think you see flashes that we've seen it early. Again, he's another one of those young kids that are trying to be an everyday player and bring an element to the game every night. And I think he's had a really good year. It slipped a little bit before he got hurt. And, you know, you expect him coming off his injury, it's going to take a little bit of time to get going. But I expect him to be, you know, around the net, a little bit like Michael Bunting, where they're on top of pucks, they're a little bit physical, they're kind of under your skin, they get to the hard areas. And he, you know, with Zach, he's got really good hockey sense, he's got really good, you know, offensive instincts. And it, you know, as a young player, you kind of want it, you know, right away, and sometimes it takes a while. And for me, for Zach, he's, because his sense and his feel of the game is so good, he's a very reliable player in all situations, and I want to see that part of his game grow. I'm not overly worried about the offensive part right now. I think that will come because I can tell he thinks it and sees it and has instincts around the net. We just want him to get that 200-foot game going and kind of get into the identity that, and he could be a big driving force going forward, the kind of the identity we want to play with, where he's relentless, he's on top of pucks, he's kind of in hard areas, good along the wall, all those things that make you hard to play against. And that's kind of what we're looking to get, and I think he'll get there. I think as a young player, you want it fast right away, and it's going to just take a little time, but we're happy with this progress. And like I said, he brings a lot of different attributes to the game, and I think he'll get going here as we go down the stretch here. It's hard when you miss the amount of time he has had, and you throw him into the fire. You know, you play a desperate St. Louis team that's probably on a different level than some of the other games we played of late, where they're fighting for their playoff lives, and we didn't match their desperation. And I think individually and collectively, we're not quite at that level, so we got to get Zach back to that level where he was before he got hurt.
Looking ahead a little bit here, Andrew, but obviously, you know, slow starts your first two seasons. How much have you looked into, like, the reasons for that? And do you feel like this group, you know, because basically this core group will be back next year, can rectify that and have a better start next season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something definitely is on my mind. You know, I think there was maybe probably a little bit of the year before, you know, a new system, new kind of expectations, demands from how we want to play. So you expected a little bit of that. This year, you know, for whatever reason, I think we thought we kind of had it figured out, or we thought it'd be a little easier than it was going to be. And, you know, obviously the all expectations, the excitement, we just didn't, you know, we weren't quite, I guess, on top of our game when we started. We had a hard time, and we kind of got punched in the mouth early and kind of staggered a little bit. So I think, you know, obviously putting a lot of thought on, and I'll, you know, unwind and decompress when the season's over and figure out exactly why or what I believe is why. But there's got to be some things changed a little bit over the summer, how we approach training camp, and we'll kind of go from there. But I really don't have a solution, but I know it's on my mind pretty much every day.
Well, Andrew, really appreciate your time. As always, good luck tonight against Anaheim, and we'll talk to you here in a little bit after the morning skate.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep, Predators head coach Andrew Brunette, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. Take your thoughts on what Brunette had to say. Got the Rob rant coming up next. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports at 8 o'clock. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.